Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's now 7 after the hour. In 3 minutes, you're going to know exactly what's going on in many circles, important circles of the world, courtesy of the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, in my decades of observation on the radio and just observing life. I've come to believe that the leader is the limiter. That's why I depend on Jennifer and Victoria, because I think sometimes the person at the top gets myopic, you know, looks at things from one central. You tease me sometimes about age or whatever. I think we all have our limitations. Men have limitations on how they look at things. Women do. People who are older have limitations on what they are viewing and how they find things. People with certain education levels have limitations. Their religions, you name it. So let's expand our horizons to be able to listen to other people, listen and understand not what to think, but how to think. This is one of my really premier things, I guess, if I get on to one or two things from time to time, the whole business about how to think, because I think that takes the limits off of people, don't you? Ladies, in a manner of speaking, if you teach people how to think, they can think for themselves. The problem is today.
I think what you need to add into that is that that's what you're talking about is critical thinking, and that's those are courses that are taught in school. But that's so when you say how to think, that most people confuse that with what to think. So I think how to think critically, critical thinking is different from So it's just to clarify that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. Where are we going from the West Coast to the East Coast?
Well, I'm going to give you two choices. Would you like to go to New York, or would you like to go to social media?
Social media for two.
All right. For social media for two. A new study out today, and this is really interesting. We talk about, it kind of fits into what you're saying anyway, thinking for yourself and bullying people into kind of like or group think. People who like embarrassing or angering others on social media are found to have more addictive personalities, according to this new study. I thought this was kind of interesting. 472 university students tracked their usage of social media on two of the top platforms for 18 to 24-year-olds, Snapchat and Facebook. Researchers found that users displaying addictive behavior were also more likely to be motivated to be cruel and callous and to use others for personal gain. According to researchers, they say that the results demonstrate that individuals who have a greater preference for these types of rewards display greater problematic use of both platforms. They say that the traits are also associated with narcissism and being a psycho, actually, being a psychopath, no joke
right.
about that. And have previously been correlated with addictive internet use. They write that social media sites unwittingly cater to people who seek rewards from being cruel, such as through cyberbullying or various aggressive online behaviors. I'm going to cough.
Just anonymous trolls. People, those anonymous trolls get off on it. It's like a high that hits their brain like a drug. This totally makes sense.
So where would these people be psychologically without...
They'd be
social
on another
media.
Addiction.
They'd be
they
doing
would have
the
a
same
different
thing.
Addiction. Yeah.
Right. But social media allows them this big platform, a huge amount of victims to prey on, right? And they also, and it's anonymous. So researchers say that they hope their study will help clinicians actually treat addicted patients by better understanding the social rewards that are driving them. They also found that logging longer hours with more addictive behaviors on Snapchat but also more frequently attempting to quit Facebook. So this is kind of interesting that when you're looking at two platforms, and this is something I've thought about TikTok, and okay, yes, there's all the connections to the Chinese government, but what disturbs me most about TikTok is the rapidity, I guess, that people are getting all of this information. I used to watch Lost, and I don't know if you guys did either, but there was the scene that stuck with me. that has, I've actually felt like I've been through it because of some of the eye treatments I went through with my detached retina. But there was a scene when they found the others on the island. They had like this young kid who was getting inundated by media messages. He was strapped into a chair and they were just playing video after video after video after video. And it was just making his brain almost explode. And he was in there screaming and it was like this brutal scene that has stuck with me. And to me, this is exactly what I think of when I think of kids who are using TikTok or who use these platforms that have really short bursts of information and almost becomes mm-hmm. like a machine gun firing into your brain. So I think it's interesting in the survey that people who have the most addictive behaviors find themselves looking to Snapchat, but they frequently try to attempt Facebook, which is probably a little slower, something more that the rest of us can kind of deal with, where Snapchat definitely is faster, quicker, more rapid messaging. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but if I were a crack doctor, I would say maybe it does.
Well, there are those who remember the conversations we've had about what happens to your brain when you're under the age of 3 and you're using a television set or a screen to babysit your child.
Right.
You're basically unwiring his brain or keeping it from developing and basically also prescribing your child to a life of torture because your brain won't be able to absorb things. This is just another step along that route of mind control. That's what it is. So this whole business about equality or thinking about, you know, how people are, they become addicted to various things, ladies. There's a story about a 15-year-old black girl who was incarcerated in Michigan in May, and she was sent to jail because she didn't do her homework.
And huh? What? Is that a thing?
There has to be more.
Judge Mary Ellen Brennan. Well, apparently what I've determined by looking around, the news media took this as a snapshot, once again, of blacks being mistreated or being...
But you can't arrest someone for not doing their homework.
Well, but they did. But apparently this young 15-year-old girl was on drugs as well.
Okay, well, that would probably be the reason for not...
Right, but so the judge told her yesterday it was in her best interest to stay in jail in the program because she's been making a lot of progress. And now the news media has glommed onto this. The Detroit News has a story today about this thing being, according to the judge, the right thing for you and your mom. The young lady said she wanted to go home because she missed her mother. She says, I can control myself now. I can be obedient. And so that, what does that mean? I can be obedient. Wow. I don't want to hear anybody tell me that. I don't want.
There's a lot more to that story, but wow.
Well, the attorney for the family confirmed that this young lady had been making strides for her release. But then he didn't want to talk anymore because he didn't want to prejudice the judge. So, she was a sophomore at a high school in Birmingham, Michigan, 79% white. Over the past few days, parents and students have protested in support of her release from this Oakland County detention center. And so is that the right way to utilize these services? I think, yeah, the story does continue, but it's still vague, Victoria, about whether it's her homework. How, if you put every kid in jail that didn't do their homework.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's not a law.
So this is, it has to be about her drug use.
Or disobedience in the classroom or something going on in the classroom.
Or
truancy.
Teenager. Yeah, well.
Okay, there's no law on the books that says if you're a black teen and you don't do your homework, you're going to jail. That is no. So it's got to be something about her drug use.
So there's this. The Congresswoman Dingell's ex-wife is now the congressperson, Debbie Dingell, and she went public with her question because she said black youths in Michigan are 4 times more likely to be detained for anything than white young people. And that brings around a focus on something you found, Victoria, about blacks and how much taxes they're paying. Was that real estate taxes, income taxes?
Property taxes. Yeah, this is very bizarre, but this is a pretty comprehensive study. It came out of two different universities, one in Indiana, one in Utah, that worked together on this. They combed through 118 million sales data and tax assessments for different homes, 118 million homes throughout the country.
Here's another example. But I'm wondering if we aren't in a time when getting... The problem is there's a lot of information that's helpful and important that gets mixed into the bag. And you're right. I should have said one more. I should have gone one more sentence. She was beating up her mother. Here's a study published in the journal Pediatrics today that finds that healthy black children are nearly 3.5 times more likely to die after surgery than healthy white children. Now, is that the headline? American College of Surgeons say that this is the National Surgical Quality Program. The database looked at 170,000 children under the age of 17 who had inpatient surgery over the last 5 years. They looked at post-surgical complications and adverse events like cardiac arrest and that sort of thing. It shows that healthy black children had 3.5 times the odds of dying within 30 days after surgery compared to healthy white children. Okay, so what does that mean?
Are they going to bad hospitals? Because what's the issue there?
So I'm just following up on what I'm following up on what Jennifer said.
It's probably all of the above.
It doesn't explain why that is the case. It just makes a statement that healthy black children are being basically not treated as well as healthy white kids.
Fuels frustration. But it's
also the truth. And black women have a much higher rate of dying during childbirth. And no one talks about why
so
that happens either.
Medicine, exactly. But we should be talking about why so we can fix the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the 15 years or so since the human genome was first sequenced, we've learned a lot. That includes the role our genes play in cancer.
Some cancers are primarily caused by environmental toxins. Could be melanoma from UV radiation. Could be lung cancer from smoking. Other cancers are kept in check by genes which prevent cancers from forming.
And when those genes are broken due to hereditary traits, Dr. Douglas Riegert says patients are at increased risk for cancer. Genetic testing can help unravel that risk.
In the past, people were primarily being tested for knowing their own risk and then their children's risk. It didn't change their immediate cancer treatment, but for both breast and ovarian and now colon, if you have one of these hereditary traits, you receive a different, more effective chemotherapy than if you didn't.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, time for Christmas music. That's the first release of the season. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is Carrie Underwood, who's ready to kick out her Christmas album called My Gift. It's a song called Church Bells from the album.
It's not on it. She hasn't released the album yet.
Well, I didn't say she did I? I said it was coming
out. Well, I'm just clarifying. It's not out yet. Right. So we don't have any songs from the Christmas album yet because it doesn't come out until the end of September.
What is Church Bells from?
That's another song of hers.
Wouldn't that be... You could have that on a Christmas album, though, right? Could conceivably have Church Bells.
I don't
know. Church Bells, you could have cowbells on a Christmas album, as far as that's concerned. Anyway, the collection will come out in September, as Victoria suggested. It's entitled My Gift. Isn't that early? Even for Christmas? Even we're talking about it now, but... Is
it
September
like it.
Early for a Christmas album? Are
yeah,
we pushing
because there's
things?
Stuff in July, though. That's pretty typical, isn't it, when Christmas albums are recorded about this time?
Yeah, they would be recorded about this time, yeah. This supposedly is a combo of traditional holiday favorites and some original songs. The thing, My Gift, finds her, Carrie Underwood, backed by an orchestra led by arranger, composer, and conductor David Campbell, who's recorded with artists from... People like Linda Ronstadt, Beyonce, in a just-released trailer that goes with the news about the album, Underwood explains that she and the team have been learning how to adapt to remote recording using Zoom. That's got to be an interesting experience, huh? The video includes footage in the studio of the string section. They're all wearing masks, doing their part. Underwood is also shown in the vocal booth with their 5-year-old son, Isaiah. Now more than ever, we need to focus on what Christmas is about and rely more on our family, says Ms. Underwood. Even though it's been a tough year, sometimes I feel like the greatest realizations can come in the worst of times. I think there's something very apt to that thought. My Gift also will be released on vinyl October 30th, so looking forward. Maybe people.
I think she's going to do a good Christmas album. She's got a great voice, and if she picks good songs... Then why not? I can't believe she hasn't done a Christmas album until now.
I know, that surprises me.
Is she getting divorced? Is this? Do I remember that? Or who was
no.
it who was getting
divorced? Oh, Casey Musgraves, you're thinking
oh,
of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Next up, Keith Urban has an aha moment in an animated Superman video. He has this moment with the video for his new song called Superman. Is that what we're listening to? Let's crack that up a little bit. So. So, this features a pencil-drawn flipbook caricature of Keith Urban. Video evokes the groundbreaking animation of A-ha's hit Take on Me of 1985. His Superman also has an 80s feel to it as well, with Urban embracing synth and drum machines. What's a synth? I don't know what that is.
Synthesizers. Drum machines,
oh,
synths from the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, synthesizer, I would have gotten that. Track is Urban's synth. It sounds like somebody from a bad Star Wars movie. You know, the Siths?
Yeah.
The Siths, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
A Sith.
Yeah, a bad lift. Michael
Fraine. You know, Thor is my favorite superhero.
Anyway, back to the Urban Cut. Third new song off his upcoming album, The Speed of Now, Part 1, comes out in September. Can you believe we're talking about September already? Oof. Superman follows We Were and God Whispered Your Name. He says, it wasn't like I set out to write a song called Superman. Urban talks about highlighting the universal nature of its love story. All right, it's 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Divathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog and the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, guys. I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase in the United States, President Trump has acknowledged it will get worse before it gets better. The president urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He's also endorsing masks.
When you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask, get a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, They have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Last Sunday, he had a different tone about masks as he spoke to Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too.
This is USA Radio News. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Interested parties everywhere, you have found the most interesting radio program, if I do say so myself. I guess it depends on what you like. If you like us, sometimes people don't like what we're talking about because they want to have something that's a little more rigid or a little more within their beliefs. But we've got beliefs for everybody here. You'll leave as a believer. It's just not what would you believe in, I guess, is the question. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria has a way for us to, this is sort of analysis, but not paralysis. Right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think. It's a new study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and this is a large-scale study, 13,000 participants, all over the age of 50, and the main focus was volunteerism. Now, we all know when we volunteer, the point is to help someone else, but here's the benefit. The more you volunteer, the more you're helping your own longevity. And that's what the study found, that if participants volunteered on an average, it's 100 hours a year, which averages to a little less than 2 hours per week, that those participants had a reduced risk of mortality, reduced risk of physical limitations, higher physical activity levels, lower feelings of depression, hopelessness, loneliness. They had increased optimism and feelings that they had purpose in life, which we all know, no matter what your age, if you have a purpose in life, then that's a key to longevity. And so this backs up a 2014. This is a new study from the month of June. This backs up a 2014 study that found having a purpose was associated with a lower risk of mortality. It's also one of the Blue Zone Power 9 pillars. You guys know the Blue Zones, right? Those are the areas of the world where people live the longest and the healthiest. And so they have the Power 9 pillars, and those are 9 different pillars of that longevity. And having a purpose is one of those important pillars. So it's lifestyle habits, things like that, of the longest lived people on the planet. And so this was across all ages, sex, everyone was over 50. Above 50, there was a whole mixed bag of different races, different education levels, different genders. And so it's pretty conclusive that the more you help other people, the more you're helping yourself.
There you go. Not a bad thing to aspire to help other people. And with that in mind, here's the story of a fellow who was he's a Navy veteran from Portland, Oregon. He was at the event over the weekend where the feds showed up with bats and batons and whacking people around. Christopher David, his name, big guy, he was there to observe in Salem where the protests took place. And 53 years old, the video that you can see of him, it came from a reporter on the scene, shows that this guy was there trying to, he was observing, he was listening, he was talking to people, and all of a sudden, these people wearing military camouflage came after him with a baseball bat. And they broke his hand, I guess some other bones, maybe his ribs, I'm not quite sure. They sprayed pepper spray on him, and he was just standing there.
There are so many stories like this that are coming out of Portland. This is not an innocent, everyone's violent, so we need to, law and order. It's just total BS.
But they're going to sue the hell out of the government. This is why I can't. They're going to sue the
living hell. But you do understand that you can't go into and try to burn down a police precinct, which is what they were trying to do in Portland.
This guy wasn't.
I don't care. What's happening?
Well, I do.
Of course. But here's the thing. What you have going on in Portland right now cannot go on. It can't. It is not. It's not good for anybody. It's causing people to get hurt. It's causing people to get beaten up. It eventually, I'm sure, will cause someone to die, like this kind of behavior did in Seattle, where 3 people died because of this type of protest. It's unfortunate that it has to come to this, but what else is the alternative? Do you let thugs take over cities?
Why has it gotten to this point?
Because of the local leadership. It's awful. And because these liberal cities...
Are they encouraging it?
Yeah, I think they are, by not cracking down on it. Absolutely. By not being tough on the people who are out there being violent and breaking up property and taking over police stations, yes, they are encouraging it. And I think, honestly, I think that if the Minneapolis mayor had actually taken a stand against the people who burned down Minneapolis after the death of George Floyd, I don't think that we'd be seeing this. I think... It's been like a house of cards, basically, all falling down because that kind of behavior was encouraged. It was not stopped, and now we see it in some of these major cities around the country, and we have.
But okay, so let's take the news media approach that you were talking about, journalism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because you taught me something when you went through. I was talking, for those of you who weren't listening in the last half hour, about something regarding a 15-year-old girl who was beating up on her mother. She was on drugs. She wasn't doing her homework, et cetera, et cetera. So the headline made it seem like she was in jail because she didn't do her homework. But she was really in jail because she was on drugs and beating up her mother. So now we come to this particular story, and the headline is people peacefully protesting police brutality are being subjected to riot control and being fired on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't explain, as you just did, Jennifer, that there are other things going on with people coming from outside the city to stir things up. And that's where I go to my theory that the Chinese government is involved in this stuff because they're trying to disrupt anything and everything that's going on in our country. Everything. And so I think they, if you really were to dig in and find somebody who had a good, strong journalism background or some journalistic investigative credentials, they could probably find, but nobody wants to go that deep because, as you suggested, I don't know whether it was on the air or off the air, you got junior high school kids writing most of the journal, the stuff you see in newspapers, because Victoria and I are grammaticists. We look at these stories, there's terrible grammar, there's no punctuation.
Horrible.
It's like, so who's writing this stuff, and where are they getting their information? That's the thing that really I think we ought to... The headline here is peaceful protest. They're not peacefully protesting, at least some of them aren't. Some are, some aren't.
Most are. No. All during the day, there are no incidents. This is all peaceful during the day. At night, when those troops roll in, that's when all the stuff happens. And there's tear gassing.
The troops didn't start it, though.
But yeah, I didn't say they started it. But I'm saying the conflict is it's a vicious cycle, and the conflict is only getting worse and stirred up at night. During the day, these are peaceful protests. There aren't even any arrests.
Right, but the federal government, I would say, is probably not even there during the day. The problem is that at night, you've got people going out there and trying to launch fire, you know, dynamite sticks into the police station, and we can't have that. This country thrives because of law and order. If there's a problem, we should want to fix it. The murder of George Floyd, no one is trying to defend it. The people are willing to have conversation about police brutality and police reform, and all of that is happening. The people who are out there are the ones who are actually the ones causing trouble, who are hurting each other, who are hurting innocent people, who are taking over neighborhoods. That's not okay, and somebody has to do it. And if it's not going to be these losers who are elected to local office,
but when they do
then
it
somebody's going to have to fix it.
That's the trouble is that they're that sometimes I guess the casualties like the casualties of war. Where innocent people get killed, but this guy just standing there gets attacked. You just have to wonder about motivation. And are these police that are there properly trained? It's back to that question.
Well, they were not trained. And I think someone even from, I don't know if it was Homeland Security, but somebody made a statement that they were not, that the troops had not been properly trained. And they had not been trained in crowd control, in respecting people's First Amendment rights to protest and free speech. There was a whole litany of things that have been wrong.
Pretty yucky.
This is what I have to ask you. After 9 o'clock, would any of you be standing out on the streets in Portland with this stuff going on?
It depends.
I wouldn't be standing on the street anyway.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be home in bed.
I'd be away from it because I would realize that it's a chaotic situation and I would want for my own safety to get the heck out of there. And so that's a question you have to ask. Okay, are there innocent people out there? Well,
but do they have a right? Are we going to give in to this
stuff? They do. But after this is day 54 of protests in Portland. So at some point... Do you say this is turning into something that is going to get injured?
There's a subtext here. 54 days of riots or, if you will, protests or whatever it is. What has come from it? What positive results? What is better in Portland? After 54 days, you'd think there would be some benefit from having done all of this. Yes or no? What's the benefit?
I don't know.
Crickets. So is there no...
Well, I think the benefit is everyone's trying to enact change on a local level with the local police force. So if the city council in whatever town that that the protests are happening in, if they're not willing to listen, and act, then this is going to be the result. This is how people are making their voices heard.
It's pretty frustrating, though, isn't it?
You know, if you think about it, in Minneapolis where George Floyd was killed, that city council acted almost... The next day, it was within a week. They had a whole new plan of how they were going to restructure and reform the police. So I don't know. I mean, some of
their plans
are not acting at all.
But see, their plan was to get rid of the police that actually served the inner city and the most vulnerable. And what did they do instead? They hired personal security guards for themselves so that they'd be protected while everybody else is left vulnerable.
Well, they've canceled the cops in schools, too. They've done more than just that.
But why is it that some places have this going on, others don't? I'm, as you know, in Boston in the summertime here, and there's not anything going on at all here. And yet this is the seat of lots of protests. Certainly the first protest in America came here, and there certainly is a lot of racial injustice and a lot of racial crap. All right, question time. How much privacy are you giving up in all of your social media accounts? You thought about that? We had a conversation about that. It became the clip of the day today at djvshow.com. So you can listen to that conversation. You can listen to the whole show because it plays all day, every day at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Well, one thing's for sure about this COVID-19 pandemic. Most of us have had a lot of time to consume a lot of content. But instead of binging on Netflix and Amazon Prime, Classic Radio Club is making it easy to go for a trip into yesteryear with old-time radio dramas. Carl Amari is the founder.
You know, we work with the rights holders, so we're provided the master recordings. We pay royalties for the broadcast and sale of these radio shows. ClassicRadioClub.com is for those people who just want to be sent 10 shows each month. It's 5 hours a month of material that I select because I'm going through a library of over 100,000 shows, and I pick really great, rare, interesting programs, write about them, and send this to them as part of a club.
Check it out, ClassicRadioClub.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Continuing on now, Uri Geller joins us from his home in Tel Aviv. The celebration of things that go on in your life. I always like to get your take on things. Somebody sent me a note that says, quote, there's a power in believing in yourself. There's a power in not giving up on life and not giving up on yourself. And every day proves that. You are the reason that stuck in my mind or jumped out at me, Uri, is because you're the living evidence of that very thing. I think, anyway. I've never met anybody who was so strongly understanding of himself than you.
Well, when you say believing in yourself, this is one of the most important elements that paves the way to success. Because believing in yourself creates an energy, a kind of a positive suspense that you've got to make it in life. You know, most of us, if you look at the, 9 billion people around the world, most of the people are poor. They're struggling. They're trying to make two ends meet. And everyone has a vision. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has something that they want to achieve. And that is self. You have to start with self-belief. I've got to believe in myself. And if you believe in yourself, you create this power, the energy, the ambience, the aura, call it whatever, whether it's spiritual or financial, but it's a thrust. You go for it. I remember when I was a child, already then at age of what, 7 or 8, I believed in myself. And I used to tell my mom, I called her Mutti, I'm going to be someday rich and famous. Rich and famous. I honed my mind onto that target. And slowly but surely, all my dreams, everything I visualized, started coming true. And that started with believing in myself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and it's something that you have to learn on your own. I don't know that other people can teach it unless you're around people who are like that, and you weren't. So your intuition, if you will, you're extraordinarily intuitive, and I think most sensitive people are intuitive. You know how to read the room. Maybe that's a better way. I've been in situations with you. I remember when we were in the Oxford Union and you had brought Michael Jackson over there. You were a speaker once at the Union yourself. You brought Michael Jackson there, and you knew how to get him to address what the room wanted because you knew what was in the room. You knew what they were interested in. And that's
yes, I love that sentence of yours. You've got to read the room. You know that every performer, Doug, whether you're a singer, an actor, whether you're in politics, a politician, you've got to understand and read the audience, that the people who are listening to you. You've got to know a little about body language. You have to know when to empower everyone, when to hold back a little, how to handle your voice, again, body language, your movement. See, all this, look at Tony Robbins, yeah? I mean, the guy has how many millions of followers? Because he knows it. He's got it. He's got the charisma. He's got that energy on the stage.
How do you let that that information, that knowledge that you have about yourself, how do you let it equalize and not overtake you so that you become unbelievable?
I love this. But you see, I am already in an unbelievable field, so I don't have that problem.
That's pretty
funny. I've been controversial throughout my career.
Yeah, you have. I wish this was going to go on, because I'd love to tell some of the stories. When people, and it doesn't come up often, but when people learn that you and I are close friends, they say, what's he really like? Is he crazy? Where does that, he's got to be a faker. He bends the spoon somehow, right? He's got something in his pocket that heats up the spoon, you know, stuff like that. But they really think that you're from another world. Well, I suppose maybe you might be. I don't know.
Doug, you should see the emails I get daily.
I know.
Email.
People think you're nuts. All right. You know what? That's a good place to pick up. Don't let us forget that. We have our next conversation, which we always are having conversations continued here. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.